This recording,
Zimbabwe
6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to start around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered aether. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe a goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an infective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Harare, Zimbabwe. I'm 32 years old. I'm married and I have 2 kids. Yeah, it's different somewhere. Only is South Africa can get a job. Zimbabwe, it's so difficult to get a job. But when it comes to the way of surviving, Zimbabwe is far much better than South Africa because Zimbabwe is safe. South Africa, yeah, I can get the job, but it's not safe. Even if I get paid, I might lose the money just at the gate. It's so scary living in South Africa as such, but it's a very peaceful place to be in Zimbabwe because you can do what you want. You can walk around free, everything. But here, yeah, I can get a job, but there are too much challenges. It's like, I don't know, maybe it's the area I'm staying, or is it around, or it's about South Africa. It's like, it's not safe. People around you, everyone is not safe. Like some people, it's not like the South Africans, they call us names. Like they don't like us. And the fact that maybe I can talk to somebody like you, I can talk to you, then you can understand me, then they don't like it. Even when I am where I stayed there by Philippi, I'm facing the same challenge. Like the people around, they don't like us. And also, it's not a safe area. There are too much criminals here. Day and night, they rob us. If I'm financially stable some way, if I get a decent job, my husband already has a decent job, but if I go to another place right now, maybe we'll be just working for the rents. And I have 2 kids who are schooling here in South Africa. They also need food. They also need money for transport to go to and from school. So once I get a decent job here, I can move to a better place. I miss my family. I miss my parents so much. Some other thing I miss, but I miss my family every day. Now and then I miss them. In case maybe my husband, you know, this thing is natural. Maybe you just pass away and I have to take care of the kids. But if I'm like this, really, I can't take care of the kids. But I just dream maybe one day I'll go back to school and I'll do something better, or I'll finish the nursing. But I know my husband, you can't afford to pay the nursing thing and take care of the kids at the same time. But anything that can make me somebody, I know one day maybe I will. Only I don't lose hope. Only it's a matter of time. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it just happens. Mwanangu enda unodzidza kuchikoro. Ita shungu nechikoro kuti uzova mumwe munhu. In English, I tell him, my son, go to school. Go and learn. Listen to your teacher. Please be educated. Try hard the best you can to be somebody. That's sure. I'll just say, Mama, ndakusowai. Mama, ndinokudai. Ndinonzwa sendinochema zuva nezuva. Ndikakufungai. Okay, in English, I'll say, Mama, I love you. Mama, I miss you. I always feel like crying when I think about your absence in my life.